well, first of all, Bob Frosch was my first deputy. He was an outstanding man, really wonderful. And he left after 1 year to become Assistant Secretary of the Navy for Research and Development. And it was a very powerful position. And he was an exact match, very good match for that, and did great things. He stayed there a number of years, and he did great things there. So immediately when that happened, I started looking for a deputy. And I found one that I liked, but Foster did not. So that didn't happen. And then the next one I found was Peter Franken, who was a very well-known physicist, an excellent physicist, famous physicist. He was the discoverer and early user of what is called nonlinear optics. You've heard of that, I'm sure. What it is, there's some materials, if you shoot light through it, you can get twice the frequency generated in the crystal. So you have an amplifier, a doubling amplifier for light. Very important to have. And you can even get triple and so on, but that's not much harder, but double is good. And he found that and began to use it. He was a brilliant guy. So that was very good for one half of the business, which because I was interested in pushing that. He did not know very much about military problems. And I told him when I made the offer, everybody liked him and so on, but I told him that he had to learn some big military problem very well to be effective in the job. I said, you pick it. I don't care. It has to be important. And you have to become a master of it. And my measurement of master was, I said, you have to win an argument with an intelligent three-star general on technical grounds. And really persuade. If you can't do, and you pick the problem. I don't care. We have so many things to work on. Whatever you pick, it'll work. You know? And it never happened. He never succeeded. So he was always considered by the military an amateur. He was not effective, so he didn't get the job. Now he's dead, so I can say all that.